For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Multiple groups in California are scrambling to find ways to make sure precious COVID vaccine doses are used by the end of each day instead of having to be thrown out. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Some local clinics have resorted to vaccinating people who happen to be close at hand. Others have their staff members hurry to call in friends and family. Leah Resson with the advocacy group Vaccinate California is working with community groups in the Bay Area to create a more equitable system of waiting lists to improve outreach to lower-income communities.
A local community organizer, either associated with a Black church or a community center or a legal aid society, will have pulled together ahead of time a list of names of people that are otherwise eligible but haven't yet scheduled their dose.
Meanwhile, two companies called Force for Good and Sheer ID launched a free new website last week. On extravaccinenotifier.com, people can sign up to be notified if a local clinic or pharmacy has extra doses. A second site called HiDrB.com is gearing up to do something similar but is not yet active in California. Catherine Flores with the California Immunization Coalition says the problem is the sheer complexity of generating a waiting list that reaches the neediest patients while protecting people's privacy.
I think a lot of the states and a lot of the organizations were not prepared in a lot of ways. I think this is one of those things that they still are struggling with.
The state of California's website is myturn.ca.gov, where people can register to be notified when it's their turn to sign up for a regular vaccine appointment. Right now, however, only people over age 65 or in certain high-risk occupations are eligible. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Does California have one of the lowest COVID-19 death rates in the nation? That's what Governor Gavin Newsom claimed in his State of the State address in Los Angeles yesterday. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols has this fact check.
Here's what Newsom said in his speech.
California's death rate has remained one of the lowest per capita in the nation, 134 deaths per 100,000 compared to 158 nationally, 153 in Texas.
The governor is exaggerating. California does have a slightly better rate than the nation and somewhat better than Texas, but California's rate is only middle of the pack, 23rd lowest out of 50 states, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some individual counties, such as Los Angeles and Imperial, continue to have a much higher death rate than the nation's average. Newsom also made this claim.
And we were the first to launch these mass vaccination sites in partnership with FEMA.
This is correct. The Biden administration partnered with California to open the nation's first two mass vaccination sites in mid-February. They're located at Cal State Los Angeles and at the Oakland Coliseum. A third FEMA site planned for the Central Valley has yet to open. Finally, Newsom also made this statement.
Today we have the most robust vaccination program in the country.
Looking at the raw numbers, California has administered nearly 11 million doses, more than any state and more than most countries. But when it comes to vaccine rollout, California has been one of the slowest states. That's according to Bloomberg's vaccine tracking website. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Three of the five largest counties in California could reopen as early as this weekend for indoor dining, movie theaters, and gyms. For Los Angeles County, it would be the first time restrictions were loosened since August. A new equity initiative allows counties to reopen once 2 million vaccine shots are administered to people in the most vulnerable zip codes. Governor Gavin Newsom has implemented several new vaccine initiatives tied to reopening schools and the broader economy in recent weeks. But at least one county has refused to participate in a new centralized vaccine delivery system administered by Blue Shield, as others question whether it will speed up delivery. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.